Hello, I'm Bill Bodio. A question that I am often asked is, what do I most have to be concerned about in terms of seeking contentment in my life? Oftentimes, great thinkers, have talked about specific tools or spiritual disciplines. But I think one of the great tragedies in contemporary life, from my view as a therapist of over 40 years, is the recognition of how deeply the experience of boredom has crept into our consciousness as a culture. You know, there are so many ways to achieve peak experiences in life through activity, rituals, highs in aesthetic, music, art, all beautiful kinds of things that can enlist this roller coaster ride of emotion. But when I really explore with many, many people, including, if not largely, young people, there is a profound sense of boredom. What's next after a peak experience? There's a kind of emptiness, sort of akin, I think, to when I was a young child and you'd have all the anticipation of a Christmas evening waiting for Santa to come, and the next day, such a magical moment, and all the presents would be opened, and then you spent the rest of the day with a sense of a letdown, oftentimes. What next? So boredom is very significant because it really means that we are largely alienated from love and opportunities to love. We've been given this gift of life with remarkable challenges, and these challenges should be exciting. Why? Because to live a godly life, to imitate Christ, means to be a warrior. It means to care about suffering in the world, injustice in the world, oppression, alienation in the world, and to creatively see how you might be an instrument of justice, of healing. That's a wonderful gift. That should never make boredom creep into our lives. That should not promote a sense of alienation, but a recognition that God's creation is all around us and in us and acts through us in many diverse ways. When we're fulfilled in this way, the chances of getting clinically depressed or to have serious anxiety or thought disorders is lessened dramatically. We need fulfillment, just as we need communion, in order to love and be loved in the healthiest of ways. So be careful. If boredom exists, something's wrong. Something is off in our perspective.